Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. Another podcast. I'm extremely happy today because basically this is we are closing 1 year of podcasts. Apparently, with some breaks here and there, but I try to be consistent every week to have a podcast. So. We're just going to do this podcast in a super relaxed way. There's no central topic and stuff. I'm just going to enjoy doing a podcast after 1 year, which was one milestone. Based on the downloads and everything in the different platforms and stuff and the people that view it, I just realized that you like it, so we're going to continue doing it. I do understand that even from the people who are super hardcore with my channel, it's a little bit too much of content, but I know that it's always going to be there for people that they are, you know, super focused on Facebook ads and they just don't want the small videos here and there. So it's for, you know, it's for the people that they do enjoy to talk about Facebook ads more than others. And all the people that are to the channel, they are more hardcore. And as you know, in the podcasts, you will always be able to find informations faster. So I have one thing here, which I want to start with. And by the way, thank you very much for supporting it for a year. So let's start first of all with this. This is the reason why we say that the meta reps suck. Because I just got an email from one of my clients telling me that, hey, I talked with meta rep and they want to do this change and stuff. So let me know. And let's see what they say. Here are the notes from today's meeting with their meta pro rep. Retargeting campaign, set up the budget at the campaign level. Now, this is targeting campaign inside. It's an ABO. It's running with small budgets and it's having two assets inside. One of them is bottom of funnel. The other one is middle of funnel. Here we have a meta rep, which is proposing something because it's in the best practices. So without even thinking what this person is proposing, he or she, doesn't matter, said, do CBO instead of ABO, because CBO is in best practice of meta. So what really bothers me is this. They don't even think. They just go there. They hate so much their job. They don't even think of what they're proposing, and they don't care if it's going to fail or not. Let me tell you why. You have one campaign, which is ABO. It's retargeting. You have a bottom of funnel and middle of funnel. First of all, why you should do a CBO campaign in retargeting level and make your ads compete with each other? You want your ads to compete with each other when you're doing a cold traffic campaign, for example, and you're trying to find which cold audience is the best. Now, do you have to do that with a warm traffic audience? No, because we already know that the warm traffic audience is good. We don't want to make the warm traffic to compete with each other in different assets. Secondly, we have a bottom of funnel, which is the visitors of last 30 day, and we have a middle of funnel, which is the second asset, which is people who engage with social media. For the people who engage with social media for the last 220 days, the audience is much bigger than the audience that we have on the bottom of funnel for the people who visited on the last 30 days and exclude purchases on the last 30 days. So it's what I call bottom of funnel, the people of 30 days, and middle of funnel, the people of 220 days of engagers or even being to the site on the last 180 days. It's middle of funnel. It's semi-warm audience. It's not super warm like the last 30 days. The audience of middle of funnel is significantly bigger than the audience of bottom of funnel. If you put them in a CBO, the budget is going to go towards the middle of funnel. So you're not spending enough money on the bottom of funnel. Other than that, except from the fact that we are having the bottom of funnel and middle of funnel, and they're having different audiences, except from the fact that different potential reach, except from the fact that we are having warm audience that we don't want it to compete with each other, I'm just worried a little bit for for the way that these people are operating. Like, they don't care at all. They just go into a call. They propose things without even thinking. And also, based on the things that they propose, it shows me that they have never run any ads. And it's actually very sad, because it's actually pissing me off also. You come and you... And if you see them on the calls, they talk with such confidence that you should do this and that and that, which I don't understand it at all. It doesn't make any sense to talk like this. They're not even afraid. Maybe because they're not going to get fired. Maybe because they're not going to be... Nobody is going to blame them. For example, if someone... Let's say that I do a mistake, for example, and I run awareness campaigns in an account for 30 days because I'm crazy. And then the client comes and he says, you f***ed up my account, you did this and that and that. I really wonder if there are cases that people go to the Meta reps and they talk to them like this. For example, they tell them that you have done this and you ruined all of my results. But to me, when they come, they do tell me that I talked with a Meta rep, they completely f***ed up my results and everything. So I don't know if they're afraid and if these people, they have negative experiences of people talking to them, like said, because they have done all of these stupid suggestions. Next one, it says, create an awareness campaign and test this thing, which we're going to blur. Suggested budget $10 per day. Why would we make an awareness campaign? Why do they always try to push traffic campaigns, awareness campaigns, and all of that? Because they're salespeople and they have their own targets. What they have is that they do propose to people how to run ads in order for them to spend more in other placements and other things also. Just this is the guidelines that they take. They tell them that awareness campaigns are very good and stuff. But I do truly believe that the people on Meta, they do really know that awareness campaigns are not going to give you any sales. But it's just another thing that you can spend money on the platform. It's like an upsell, basically, on what you're already doing. So they say to you, you're spending $2,000 per month, let's say $10,000 per month, you're spending on another account, and what's the big deal if you spend another $300 on awareness? To you're not Coca-Cola, you don't need that. You don't need this kind of advertisement. It's not going to give you anything. It's just some extra money that you're going to spend on the platform and they're going to get some money. Because if you think of it, even if they convince 10%, 20% of the people that they send the Meta reps to do awareness campaigns, they do make the money for all the Meta reps. They do make extra profits and all of that. So it's a win-win for them to propose these stupid things. For you, it's $10 per day. But if you multiply this with all the other accounts that are going to do it and all the business managers, it's a lot of money. This is why they do propose it. And the last thing, Advantage Plus shopping campaign. Add more creatives. This is what they proposed. I'm not against it, but we can change the creatives every day. This is what they said, that you can add new creatives every day. For budget and strategy changes, Meta recommends waiting 7 to 10 days in between changes. So basically, I'm super against the idea that you have an advanced loss campaign and you have inside 10 creatives and then you add another 20, then you add another 10 and you close the old ones and you open the new ones. The budget has already been distributed. When you have an advanced plus campaign, it's dominant to one ad or two or three. They take the majority of the budget, like 90, 95%. And when you toss inside new creatives, they're not going to be tested properly. So the problem here is that even when I went to the Meta headquarters, they were proposing this thing as, okay, put in the Advanced Plus campaign that is working, your Black Friday ads, close the other ads, and let the Advanced Plus ads run, and then close the Black Friday ads that you have put there, and just open again, turn on again the old ones. So I just find it reckless and I just don't find it correct, because Advanced Plus is optimizing, and in CBO even, we have the budget being distributed. So introducing new elements to something that has found a balance doesn't make any sense to me. And I know from other people that they are using it that it's not efficient. Now, what does really save these people is that there are other accounts that they're going to be strong anyway. There are other accounts that they have a good product, a good funnel, good numbers that they make sense for Facebook. So even if they go and they do this kind of things like adding new creatives in Advanced Plus, they're going to work. And then Meta thinks that this is, you know, it's like they lose reality with the smaller ad accounts or the ad accounts that they are struggling. So these kind of things, they might work in big ad accounts because everything is, anything is going to work there. The point over there is how much you can scale and if you can do it in better terms. Not the fact that it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to have sales. There are accounts like this and there are several actually. The point is, if you can do this kind of changes into ad accounts that are struggling or smaller ad accounts. And the answer is no, because you're going to be doomed. There are several people that, and this is also bad for Meta. I don't know if Meta has ever done a survey, for example, to ask about the Meta reps, because everybody is talking that the Meta reps, they propose, they're useless and they propose stupid things all the time that they don't even work. For me, the first thing, the fact that they propose the CBO in a two ad set retargeting campaign with specific warm audiences, it means that they are clueless when it comes to Facebook ads and they don't even understand what they are proposing. They are just following the Meta's best practices without thinking that, you know, this pen, for example, it's a good thing you use to write. If I take it and I stuck it into my eye, for example, and get injured, then it's not the fault of the pen. It's the way that I use it. The same way the CBO campaign is a very good setting to 99% of the cases, not in this one, okay? Because in this one, you have to think and understand why you're using this here and there. This is why I'm so against of teaching you blueprints and stuff. I want you to understand what you're doing so that you can do it properly and just have your own way of thinking of what why you're doing this and that. But because if somebody is teaching you that CBO is the best thing, and you don't understand how CBO is working and all of that, then how are you going to use it in the best possible way? It's like the example that I like to use from North Korea. I do believe that these, they're so brainwashed, the Meta reps, that they, and they never run ads, that the issue here is that being so brainwashed about it and not having your own logic, that creates huge issues. I have proposed that I believe that every month they should run their own ads in another account in order to see a demo one, okay? They don't have to open a business or whatever. But still, I don't think it's going to happen. And I'm actually curious to see if Meta ever had a survey about the Meta reps in order to ask people what they think about them. Because if they do a survey, I believe that 80 to 90% they're going to reply that they are useless. And then I don't know what Meta needs to change about that. Maybe it needs to fire them all or try to train them better. Because to be honest with you, I don't think it's their fault. I think it's Meta's fault in the way that they're trying to push the guidelines and all of that in a way, and they present it in a way that we are the only ones that we possess the truth. Well, this is not the case over here. We are also spending money on the platform and we do have our own opinion about the different settings. Let's go to the next one. So in the previous podcast, I was kind of strict with my friend Jonathan, not my friend here in Greece, but a friend here that is posting. It's the case that he scaled so fast and everything. I did send him a message, to be honest with you, tell him that, look, I had to be a little bit strict with you because I want you to understand some things. It's nothing personal. And I'm going to also do a separate video with his, because I believe that there is so much information there for us to learn of the mistakes of the others so that we're not going to do the same mistakes. And he actually replied to the podcast and he told me that. He told me already that he was cool about it, but his answer here summarizes everything. Says, thank you, Konstantinos. Just got the chance to watch this now, watched it back twice and probably will again. Let's just learn, summarize more for me, but also for other viewers. By the way, he also told me that, yes, please show my message and stuff, because I think it's going to help others also to understand. Holding through a bad period is around 10 days, not 3 months. Not necessarily 10 days, maybe it's a little bit more, but in order for you to know if it's a bad period, it has to go along with a lot of ad accounts and the results that you see there. Not 3 months. I should have actioned the poor results sooner, but by truly decreasing spend. A new ad account isn't trusted and cannot be scaled something crazy from 3 to 19K. I should have scaled more modestly. Again, this is not true. You might be having crazy ROAS, for example, and you can do this kind of stuff. In your case, the ROAS wasn't so crazy in order for you to think that you can go to 19K. My idea of lowering spend was incorrect. I need to lower spend at the way back to when I was getting good results. That's true. Because you said in your message that you went from 40K to 19K, but this is not enough because even on 19K on the previous months, you were not getting good results. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that you should never have reached 40K. It's already wrong. After that point, you were not going to be able to just recover unless if you have done a hard reset like going to 3, 4K again. During scaling budget, I was also testing new creatives and making changes to campaigns, just wrong and reckless. Yeah, you should support whatever is working during your scaling period and just try to test with new budgets all the time in order to see if you can scale. My overconfidence and lack of understanding of best practices, I believe, was the root cause. I overlooked the, it's not best practices, it's experience. I overlooked the importance of budget and held on to the dream that my account could maintain a 4 ROAS at 40K, as it did at 3K. I was delusional and overconfident. I think that one mistake that a lot of people do is that they do not calculate based on the results on the Ads Manager, but based on the dream. What I'm trying to say is this, that they see, for example, 20K, they see, for example, 3K and 4 ROAS, and they say, okay, I made 2K this month. If I manage to do this with 50K spend, I will make X amount. So they get carried away by the profits that they're going to make if the ROAS stays the same on bigger budgets, which is something that I have seen a lot. Fortunately, I can afford to keep, thank God, to keep things going, having a good product with good margins. I have reduced my spend back down to 50 per day. And for the past 5 days at this budget, I'm at 3 ROAS and every one of my 5 days is being profitable. My plan moving forward is to scale like a turtle, increasing budget by 1,000 per month until I have a trustworthy account. 1,000 per month is a little bit small. If you see the chance to increase, basically the whole concept is this. You start with campaigns of 100, okay? You do another one, there's another one, and you test another thing, you do another one. You just leave the ones working, you play with new ones. At some point, you try to increase your game and you go from 100 to 200 campaigns or $300 campaigns in order to see if you can have bigger campaigns that you can maintain, because this is going to also help you scale. You cannot just keep scaling with one new $100 campaigns. Eventually, you will have to start testing if I can do this with $200, $300 campaigns. In some other accounts, it's going to take time. This is what you're going to see. 1,000 per month, I think you're over-exaggerating. Now, don't go to the other side. But on the other hand, it's better to be on the side of being like scaling like a turtle instead of what you have done. I do prefer it, okay? Miss the opportunities, it's fine, and you go in a much slower pace. It's better than the other thing. But 1,000 per month, it's a little bit... Most of the times, I'm telling you, it's going 3K, 5K, 10K, maybe 20K. And you move on. Creating this video response for me was more than I could ever ask. I appreciate how direct your feedback was because that leaves no room for misinterpretation. So do not feel bad for being strict or angry. It still shows you care about your audience's results and successes. I do care. What I care mostly is that I don't want to feel like I leaded you to think that you can do it from my videos. For example, watching a video of bad period, you thinking that there is a 3-month bad period that can exist. Maybe this is a mistake on this is why I'm worried. And this is why a lot of times I'm super reluctant of talking on super, super, super complex things, because I don't know how the inexperienced people are going to take them and how they're going to interpret them. For example, the bad periods is something that I wanted to show you because it's so obvious. You need to know it, and you need to understand that when they're happening, touching your ad account is very bad. But on the other hand, there are the cases like yours that you took that and you said, okay, 3 months is just a bad period. No, it doesn't work like this. So I'm a little bit afraid a lot of times of how you're going to interpret things, not you, everybody, how you're going to interpret things that I say, and they're a little bit more technical, or they need more experience for you to understand them, and you need to manage a lot of accounts to understand them. For example, the bad periods, it's something that needs, the people that they have a lot of fat accounts, they know it. They don't need me to tell them. The other people that they don't, they just have their own ad account, it's very difficult to understand when it's a bad period. But still, it's not bad to know it. Thank you again showing me where I went wrong and teaching me what I should have done. This was the exact criticism I needed to get my business back on track. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for letting me to roast you a little bit and to put your comment and creating these videos, which I think they're going to help a lot of people. Next one, let's go to... So, after doing the... Just so you know, it's not that I'm in Reddit and in all of the places at the same time, but I have people that they do inform me whenever they see something. And this is one comment that was on Reddit. When I was reading it, I know who this person is, because actually this person asked her. It's a comment that Isabel put on Reddit. And the way that she's writing things, it's so Konstantinos philosophy. So it says, I had this ABO asset working for weeks, almost months. I think the Pixel started to learn the ideal audience. I duplicated into a CBO with similar budget just to test. Everything was perfect. Duplicated to another CBO, exact same assets, for an extra 100. ROAS went from 3 to 2, averaging $200 per day still. I duplicate the campaign again to an extra 100, and even though I shouldn't had, because the ROAS was not amazing, I didn't think performance could drop so badly. I let it run, but was breaking even or losing money, so I stopped it. Tried to relaunch a few times, campaigns with lower budgets, no sales, a few maybe losing money. I still have all the social proof on the ads. How the hell can I go from 200 profit per day to not being able to ever find new hot pockets? What the hell? So, first of all, this person sends me that, and he's underlining the hot pockets. So he tells me, if someone is talking about hot pockets on Facebook ads, most probably he's coming from your channel. Also, the way that she's phrasing everything. And then he asked her, do you know Konstantinos Sestao? And she says, yes, but I don't want to bother him so much on the group with questions and stuff. You can ask me stuff. It's don't feel bad about taking my time and stuff. It's my decision to do it, okay? Whoever is on social media and stuff and he's crying about being too busy with your questions, he can just shut them off. You know, that's what we do. I did send you a spooky message on one of your posts that I have eyes everywhere and stuff. But maybe you're going to see it now in the podcast. There are a couple of things that I need to say about this. First of all, you try to scale, and again, the problem is the scaling over here, okay? In your case, what you're trying to do is that you're scaling another campaign with 100. Everything is correct in terms of philosophy and how you do it. You reach to the point that the more you increase your spend, the more the ROAS is dropping. Okay, you understand also that. My point is here is this. Were you trying to scale all the time the exact same thing? Because if you did, it doesn't make any sense. If you were trying all the time to increase, just a budget by doing another campaign with the same creatives and everything, of course this is going to happen. I know that I have taught you that if you have something, you can take it, you can put it to the crazy method and do it again, but for how long? You know, the accounts that you see on my case studies, they're not scaling just because I'm just duplicating the campaign all over again and again and scaling with the same creatives. I do other creatives. Your mistake here is that, I don't know if you were doing other creatives, let us know, but I think that you were trying to scale the same thing all over again. And of course, this is what happens when you try to do that. When you have one campaign working as well, try, scale a little bit more like this, do another campaign like this, perfect. But try to also, on the meanwhile, create new creatives and stuff, you know, try to expand it more like this, or other products or other countries, because you cannot just scale infinitely by just doing the same thing all over again and again, but just trying to find more hot pockets and stuff. You can scale with more products, more creatives, more country targeting, and even with more landing pages and funnels. And then you say about relaunch. Relaunch doesn't mean necessarily that it's always going to work. Relaunch is there as a good tool. If something used to be working, you can try again to see if you can revitalize it. If you're abusing it in another account, it's not going to work. And basically what you have done with duplicating the same campaign with another 100, it's a relaunch. It's still a relaunch. You are relaunching the same campaign. So closing everything and then relaunching it, it's again a relaunch. It's the same thing. So you're doing the same thing all over again. Try to see if you can expand like this. And yes, there are other accounts that when you're doing this, you are having some bad results for a period because you have abused it. I have seen it also happening. And this is why you should not scale like this, but you should scale with, more creatives or more products in order to be able to tap more different niches on the market. And don't be afraid of asking questions, okay? It's totally fine. Then we have this post on my group. There is one feature, new feature. It says you can now schedule budget increases in advance based on certain days or times when you anticipate higher sales opportunities, peak traffic periods, or other promotional type periods, and it's giving you basically a schedule that you can change your budget. It's not yet available in all ad accounts, but the reason that I'm putting this here is this, and I'm going to be very strict about it. I do believe that the person posting this is a person that is doing also Facebook ads, guys. I didn't ban you or anything because it wasn't any spam mail, any spam message. But if I do understand that some of you are trying to promote anything into my group, you're going to be banned forever. Okay, so be careful of what you're posting. It's totally fine if you post questions and stuff. It's totally fine if you comment and you try to help other people. It's totally fine. And I do know that a lot of times there are people that they are commenting and posting below so that they can help other people, or sometimes they want to help other people in order to get them as clients. Fine, but don't try to push promotional material or whatever. I'm not saying that this is a promotional material, but I'm saying that the messaging was something like, hey, something like trying to inform people. And I'm pretty sure that if I look, I will find the same message in several other groups. This is just again, I don't think that it was bad what you did, but please don't think that you can go and you can promote your services into my group. Not because I want all the clients for myself or the people who are on the group, because I don't want the group to become a marketplace for advertiser, whatever, it's going to be bad. Next one. Hi, Konstantinos. If I'm running small budget Facebook ads and only have three creatives, should I use dynamic creatives or I can just have three separated ads in one ad set? Would it be easier for me to see which one is working and can immediately turn off the one that doesn't work instead of starting a new dynamic creative? I agree with you. Dynamic creative is a very good way for you to test a lot of different creatives. If you have only three, I'm not against of doing even the crazy method with ad sets that they have inside 3 to 5 ads, for example. It's still acceptable, still an acceptable practice. If you have more than 5 and you have 8, 9, or 10, whatever, I think you should go to dynamic creative ads. Next one. Mr. Costadino, thank you very much for sharing your sites. Can your crazy method be used as a way to look for those hot pockets? 100%. This is why the crazy method has been created, in order for you to be able to take something that is working. Again, the crazy method is a scaling method. It's not a discovery method. It's taking something that is working and you apply it so that it can work with more hot pockets. If you don't know what is the crazy method, you can go and watch the video. It's one of my biggest videos, actually. How many accounts are you managing? It doesn't sound like you have a team either. You're juggling all these massive accounts solo. Now, let's talk about some facts. I do manage a lot of accounts and my life is complicated, okay? So, just so you know, I manage between 20 and 30 accounts on my own. I have some other accounts that I have an employee with workload, that he's doing workload, I'm doing the optimization. And I have cooperations also with people that we manage accounts together. So I'm also in these other accounts. So I'm in several accounts and I'm watching them daily. This is why I know all the stats about them. I don't neglect them because guess what? I do enjoy doing Facebook ads. This is not another job for me. I took my hobby and I made it a job. So it's still a hobby for me anyway. So yes, I do manage a lot. I do have people to help me here and there. For example, I'm not going to do an audience research. Not anymore. I'm not going to do the copies. I will put some copywriters to do. I'm going to do the ads in several big ad accounts. I'm doing the ads on my own because I wouldn't be able to come here and talk to you about all of these things, being able to answer any question that it's on the ads manager. I hope so that I'm able to. And, you know, being super updated. So I'm trying to do all of that in order to be super updated and everything. But I do have other accounts that I have someone as workload. For example, if I have 30 videos, I'm not going to upload them myself. You just have to learn how to be efficient. And then you have things like the crazy method and stuff that they do help you be more efficient with your time. And if you know what you're doing inside the ads manager, you can do campaigns super fast if you have everything. So, yeah, I do manage a lot and I hope I can manage more in the future. Next one. And I do have capacity to manage many more. That's the thing. With me being super efficient with my time and everything, I can do it. Hi, Konstantinos. Thank you for keep sharing amazing content. I've been learning from your videos few times now and would like to know if I understand your Advantage Plus crazy method concept correctly. You created an Advantage Plus campaign with several ads to find winning ads, correct? Start crazy method, another Advantage Plus campaign only with one or two winning ads that duplicate a few times based on the budget and the cost per purchase. Super correct. Optimization. Wait 48 hours and start removing bad ads and adjust the campaign budget. Yep. Scale once optimized, start steps 2 and 4 all over again with the same or bigger budget. I wouldn't do it 2 or 3 times. You can do it one more time just to have more hot pockets about it. You can test to do it a third time and a fourth time if you want, but it doesn't mean that necessarily it's going to work or it's not going to harm your whole account. Do you remember what happened with Isabel scaling like this? No. you should go, you can have one set of creatives is working. Okay, you can move it with crazy method, blah, blah. And then do another set of creatives, do again the crazy method, do another set of creatives. This is what is going to help you scale, not just trying to take the same thing and abuse it all the time. It's not good to abuse it. Did I miss anything? Can I keep repeating the step two as much as I'd like? Thank you. I replied to that. Let's go to Isabel here, which we already talked about earlier for her Reddit post, which I have eyes everywhere, Isabel, and I can see. So, does anyone have tips on how fast one should scale by duplicating winning ads into crazy method CBO campaigns? Like, I always stick to the 20% increase rule over and in the ad account, things will be slow, no? Especially because I only deal with 50 to 230 max budgets per day. Do I increase faster at first? Going from 100 to 200 and from 200 to 300, 300 to 400, it's not difficult. You can try to do it. I told you already that I believe that your mistake here is that you're not trying to do more creatives, more products or whatever that may be in order to scale. But when you play with, for example, I know because you say 50 to 230. So you were spending $200 and you were profitable. You should have stayed there, for example. Try to do the same thing all over again, go to that step, and then keep these two campaigns while you try to do something completely new with another $100, either it's creatives or a product. Especially at the start, when we talk about $50, $100, $200, $300 per day, the 20% rule in the whole ad account doesn't make any sense. You can go much more aggressively. You can increase 100% the budget because you can go from 100 to 200, okay? But when you go from 1,000 to 2,000, it's too much in a day. But going from 1,000 to 1,200 and stuff, then make more sense per day. I think I scaled too fast my initial ads, kind of screwed off my overall performance, and I want to prevent it in the future if possible. I think that your problem is not how fast you scaled, but the fact that you scaled with the same assets all the time. Next one, Alexander, one of our favorite people also here. I've got a $100 daily budget at 32 CPL, cost per lead. Unless my leads are called within 1 hour, they're pretty much dead. My client's call center is not working on weekends. What should I do? Lower the budget on weekends, let Facebook spend every day. Now, a lot of times we tend to be a little bit of romantic and just say our opinion, but the reality comes and slaps us in the face and says, for example, I'm telling to my videos, I have videos that they say, don't close your ads on weekends because you're not going to be able to recover them. We have this situation over here that we have a client that says this. Can you force the client to have the call center open on weekends? No. Should you keep spending? It depends on the spend. If you have a very small spend, I would keep it even during the weekend. If you have a very big spend and in a whole 2 days you are ruining all of the results, the average that you're getting in the whole week, I wouldn't keep it. I think it's a little bit of over-exaggeration that if you don't call them within 1 hour, it's lost, whatever. Still, I do understand the concept here. You can try two things. First of all, you can try to cut all of your campaigns on Saturday and Sunday, start all over again on Monday, so you can work with campaigns that they are 5 days old every single time and train your ad account in a behavior like this. It can work. I have seen it. Secondly, you can do lifetime budget campaigns where you're having campaigns that they are not spending at all during the weekends. They are still active, but you know, they're not going to spend during the weekend. Maybe it's going to be better. At the end of the day, what I'm trying to say here is that it's like I'm telling you, I'm going to give you a punch in the face. Find a good way to take the punch in the face. There's not a good way. Either way, I'm going to punch you, okay? So what can you do? At the end of the day, you will get punched. So there's not good or bad over here. It's just trying to find something that is going to be suitable for you and is going to work by just testing these two things. There's no other solution unless if you can convince your client to do something for the weekends. But sometimes on Facebook, there's not the correct answer. It's testing which one is going to be more suitable, because you're going to have worse results from what you were going to have if you were going to keep them open anyway. And if the customer support was working in the weekend, of course, in that case. Hi, Costadinos. Thank you for the insight. I have a few questions. After you do optimization, reducing ad sets, okay, closing ad sets, would you add new ad sets to the same campaign so you don't have to change the budget? No, I wouldn't, because the budget has already been distributed. The whole point of reducing the budget in a CBO, the ad sets in a CBO campaign, or the budget in a CBO campaign, is that you are trying to find a balance, okay? How much is it going to spend giving me in a daily level, giving me the results that I want? Introducing new elements to this balance, it's going to ruin the balance. It defeats the whole purpose. The whole purpose here is to say, okay, based on these results, I'm going to give you this spend so that you can continue producing this cost per result. When you introduce new elements, it's like you want to change the rules. So you don't want to do that. Or it's just going to be reduced until we find the optimal ROAS, review the campaign, and create new ones. Basically, in any CBO or Advanced Plus campaigns, you are trying to see, can I optimize this? Does it make sense? First of all, you're watching your leading ad. Is it having good results? Can it support it? I have talked extensively in my videos about CBO optimization on what you watch, but the cases are thousands, okay? I cannot just cover all of them in a video. The point is that when you play with these rules over here, and you try to, okay, I'm closing this ad set, is doing bad, I'm going to lower the budget and stuff. The whole point is not to get also your CBO campaign to the level that you started from 200 and you ended up with CBO campaign with $20. That's not the purpose here, because you will never be able to scale like this also. So the whole point is, can I have a CBO campaign even if it starts with 100 to end up with 100? It's a win. Another one, then another one, and another one. But having just one campaign, which is going to go just by cutting to 20, it's not efficient. I don't find the reason of doing it. At the end of the day, we do more campaigns in order for us to scale, not just to have another campaign with a small budget. After reducing the assets and campaign budget, you would wait for 48 hours. Yes, I would. Then you will check again based on the link click cost instead of ROAS to remove the asset even more. No, I will check based on ROAS. I never check the cost per click in order to decide if I'm going to change something or not. It's always going to be the ROAS. Next one. Hey, Costadinos, what is your take on using cost controls on Facebook ads, bid caps, and cost caps? I do have videos explaining them extensively also. I like them. It's nice to play with them because they are risk-free. You know, they're not going to spend more from what they can give you good results with. But at the end of the day, it's not something that you can use all the time in order to be sure that your account is going to spend X amount of money or it's going to have these results. They are volatile. They are not something that you can trust. But it's very good if you want to play to have them on the side, you know, and have some extra ads running with cost caps and manual bids and bid caps in total. Manual bids, as we call them. So do them, play with them. There can be an extra income for you, risk-free. And I have several videos explaining how you should do them. I do them in some other accounts, but let me tell you that it's a small percentage of the spend. They don't influence so much the average results. It's just something that you have on the side and it's working. If it's working. In some other accounts, they don't even work. Next one. Hi, everybody. Just found out that Meta is going to be banned in 1 week within EU from using behavioral advertising. What do you think about this? Should we be worried? No, Meta is not going to be banned. Don't worry. It's just the EU which is being a little bit stupid with all of these regulations. First we had GDPR, now we have beneficiary in the other accounts. They also send a survey now, from what I know, to people to ask them if they were going to pay so that they were not going to see ads. I think it's a problem of EU. We don't even have Threads here yet. And Meta is not going to be banned. It's just that they will try to find workarounds around for EU. At the end of the day, I think this is a problem of EU and not from Meta. And I do believe that there will be ways of finding a solution. In my opinion, nobody would accept to pay so that they are not going to see ads on Facebook or Instagram. I don't see the reason. We were not used of having that. We can pay for having a blue tick, but we're not going to pay so that we're not going to see any ads. It's not like YouTube that it's bothering you and you can do it. And even in YouTube, there are workarounds. So maybe there are going to be workarounds also for Meta or Instagram. That's all with your questions. So let's go to the Freelancer Diaries to close this anniversary podcast. I put a nice one here. So this wasn't sent to me directly, but I have seen it on Upwork. To be honest with you, on Upwork lately, I'm going only to just gossip and see things. I'm not closing jobs there. Upwork is ruined, in my opinion, right now. It's having very small contracts and stuff, which I'm not doing anymore. But it's good for someone who's beginning now. Here. Hello, sir. I'm getting divorced soon. I have a lot of doubts about my wife cheating on me. I'm in USA and she's in Serbia. The problems already start. First of all, if you're from United States and you are married to a woman who is from the Balkan area, good luck. I would like to someone to break in here into her Facebook chat messages, WhatsApp, Viber. She deactivated her Instagram page. All I have from her is her phone number and her email address. Is it possible to break through all these things and collect that chat I need without her noticing that on her phone or email? Thanks in advance. So we have a person here who is desperate because, first of all, his English is not so good, so I don't know if he's from the United States either. Maybe he's Serbian also, who knows. Secondly, if you're from United States or from another country and you don't know the way that Russian girls, Serbians, all of these women are thinking, Romanian, Bulgarian, Slovenian, all of these women, I think you should not even touch them because most probably you will end up with a divorce and losing half of your half of your wealth, if you have any. The other thing is that, my friend, she's in Serbia and you're in the United States. What do you expect to happen? You know, it's too far away, you know, and having a relationship like this. I'm not saying that these women are unfaithful. Nevertheless, they can be super loyal. But you're having a relationship from United States to Serbia. And let me tell you that Serbians are really clever, let's say, okay, and Romanians. I do understand that he's desperate. I don't know if he's going to find a solution, but I do know that most probably if she deleted her Instagram and stuff, she doesn't want to do anything with him. And trying to hack her messenger is the last fortress of dignity that it's going to collapse. That's all I had for you guys. I hope you like the podcast. And I think we answered everything. And I will see you guys on the next one. Keep preparing for Black Friday. The results on the platform are improving day by day. And I have seen a lot of people starting already ads for Black Friday. A little bit excessive because starting now, it's going to create just a very small period that the results are going to be bad and then they're going to pick up again. But I guess they know what they're doing. The the maximum that I'm starting is I'm starting with one brand in 3 days on the 10th. But there are people that they started from the start of the month, so already 10 days running with Black Friday month, as they call it. So I'm guessing that in the next years, maybe we're going to have Black Friday quarter, for example. We're going to start much earlier, I guess. Anyway, I don't want to take any more of your time. I hope that... I don't hope. We will talk in the next podcast. Most probably I won't die until then. Bye. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.